Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've had the chat with me and head coach over at Boy Buchanan, Mr. Gary Rankin. Coach, heading into round two against Grace Christian, what is something that impressed you about your team in round one?
Well, I think we understand the urgency when you get into playoffs and what's at stake. And I think, you know, your practices and everything you do, you would hope would get just a tad sharper. And I think I've seen that. You know, I'm pretty transparent with our kids. You know, it's a do or die situation. When you get into playoffs, every team can beat you. And I think they understand that. And we've had a good week of practice. They've gone to work. And, you know, second round, we should be ready.
Throughout this year, you've had 17 different players in your backfield get touches, and 11 of them have scored touchdowns. You've said it before that you like getting the younger guys reps. How refreshing is it to see this kind of production from these guys in the backfield?
Well, it is. I mean, that's just what I believe. And, you know, when you look back at Mr. Football Awards and, you know, David, I think David Green's the best player in the state overall in our division. He doesn't have he don't have the most stats. And, you know, we'll probably never have a player that'll have the most stats because we really like to spread the wealth around a little bit and keep the chemistry good and keep the, you know, working for the years to come. So we had a lot of people do a lot of good things for us this year. And, you know, I think there's so many advantages when you can do that, you know, when it's nut cutting time and we've got to have something. We know David Green's going to be one of them. It's going to be around the football and a couple more of our guys. So been a good year for us. Like I say, we've got a lot of people, a lot of good work. We've been fortunate to be able to play a lot of people in some of our games. And hopefully that adds on to our consistency that we've had the last 3 years.
Definitely. That's what you're hoping for, is the consistency there. And you mentioned David Green, who is the Mr. Football finalist for you and has been having a great year. He scored 18 of your touchdowns on the ground with on 91 carries and 1,100 yards for him as well, and averaging 11 yards per carry. What's that kind of, you know, guy on your team mean to you as a head coach that you can always rely on him to get you those yards?
There's no doubt, and we talk about that sometime. I mean, when it's on the line, where do we go with it? I talk to it with the kids, and, you know, who do we run behind? Who do we give the ball to? Who do we throw to when we know that we've got to have it? And you've got to prove yourself through the year that you might be that guy or two of those guys. But it's great to know we got David back in there. He's certainly a threat. Anytime he touches the football, you know, he's averaging 11 yards a carry. He's got what, 90 something carries. You know, if he had 200, he'd be over 2,300-2,400 yards. So the yards per carry is important. He's done a great job for us on defense, special teams. He's made interceptions and run them back. He's run a kickoff back. So he's done a lot of things for his team. So it's great to have a player of that caliber.
Yeah, and you mentioned that he's been on both sides of the ball too, and he's had several of those interceptions that you just mentioned. So it's great to see the production on both sides of the ball. And then what's something you've seen on film this week you feel like you can exploit Friday night to get that win in round two?
Well, I mean, we always think we can run the football against anybody. You know, our running game has been pretty solid for us this year and through the years. And, you know, we've worked really hard to try to get a little more consistent in the throw game and be just a little bit more balanced. Because when you get into playoffs and get in these real tough games, you better be able to do both to a certain degree. So this is a good football team we're playing. They wouldn't be in the second round. They've got good players. They look like they're well coached, play hard, exactly what you think you'd see in the second round of playoffs. So we've got them in our place. That's good. And I think if we play to our ability and do what we're supposed to do, we should be in good shape.
I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck Friday night, and hopefully we'll see you in round three.
Call us anytime. Appreciate it, brother.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.